Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all praises to the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises to the Most High, Yahweh Shai, the Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Mother. So we made it through another week. And a lot of this has changed. There's a lot of brothers out here, brothers and sisters, who have steadily been in prayer and fasting. And this prayer and fasting has, in my opinion, created a schism for the Gentiles and for the Christian and for the heathen and for Israel. It's like, what I'm finding is there's a lot of our people who just won't acknowledge the record of Israel, the actual Israelites. And I understand they've been indoctrinated and beat down so long to believe that, everyone gets in and, this fairy tale that Jesus has come to save everybody and, he's bringing salvation to the whole world who killed him. I understand that indoctrination. I do. I've been there. I've been part of it. Yet this is a new time. This is a new understanding, a new dispensation. Excuse me. I get it. But everything's changed. Everything has changed. I know that people have to pray. I mean, that is key to this whole thing. You have to pray. You have to meditate. You have to pray and meditate on the Father. People like to pray and meditate on Christ, but they're not meditating and praying on the Father. People want to try to do things their own way. They want to do things a way that someone told them to do. They want to make things so easy to do it a way that isn't even scriptural. The emotion that's in the world today, the fear, the panic, the angst, is all man-induced. Inwardly, we know what to do. Inwardly, we know who we are. Inwardly, we are on the right path, those few. But outwardly, we're still just seen as nothing. Regardless of how bright our light shines inward, how much oil we have inwardly, how much insight, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, that overstanding that we have, this world will never accept it. We here don't have a clue. And, I'm tired of dealing with them, to be honest. I mean, I sit here, we've seen the queen die. We've seen war. We've seen inflation, billions on billions on billions of our money going out the door to kill, steal, and destroy. We've seen all over the place. We've seen people lying in front of us. And people don't care. They don't seem to care. And they don't care because they don't seem to understand that it's harvest time. It's interesting because Brother Judah is coming out talking about the inner earth and how that plays a critical role of the outer earth. And if you really think about it, and the sister, the spiritualite sister, she's coming out talking about how everything is connected, which it only makes sense. It's only these Gentiles that believe in everything is separate. And we know this to be true because they separated everything. You got different denominations, they got different race, they separate you by wealth, they separate you by things that you got, they separate you by intellect. You know, this is all their fancy, their fantasy of a belief. But this is what they do, they separate. But yet everything is so connected, so tightly intertwined that it can only be for a few. It can only be for a few that can understand this, that can get this insight. You know, I'm talking to people, they're talking about salvation, you know, can the Gentiles, can other religions be part of the salvation? Of course they can, as long as they understand who Israel is. And I'm not talking about the Israelis. You know, then you got people, the Mayans are not African Americans. Well, I guess, of course, you can go find somebody to say that. Of course, you can find anybody to say what you want to say, but is it spiritually sound and spiritually true? See, there is the problem that our current world is facing, because they want to say no without doing any research. They want to call the Israelite, the people who want to separate themselves from it, the people who want to take back their heritage, the people who want their land back, the people who want their culture back, the people who want who they are back, racist. It's the oddest thing. The people who have taken all of the things of Israel, the true people, all of them, and said Israel is no more, calling Israel today, the true people, they're calling them racist. It's the oddest thing. I know, but, I mean, this is nothing new. But it's just interesting to me because it's our own people. It's black and brown, too. It's funny. You know, And emotionally, everyone is caught up in this vanity, this self-centeredness, this look at me, this magnification of me, of the self, on the physical. But they're nowhere near manifestation of the wisdom internally. And yet, you know, they get mad at us. Because we talk what we talk, but they want us to talk what they talk, but they don't even walk what they talk. They can't survive without us, not one bit. And this is evident today. When we've taken our prayers back, we've taken our energy back, we've taken our knowledge back, we've taken ourselves back from them. To where they have no more rule over us. And they can't cope. They want to act like we are the problem. We're the problem. And it's funny because why would we be the problem? Because we want what was ours back. Why would that be a problem? Oh, because they stole it. Oh, because they don't want to acknowledge us. Oh, because they don't believe that we are any good, that we have any value, that we are of worth. And, you know, they might even say it, but their actions speak differently. Their words speak differently. Their words and their actions show their character. And then they got the gall to say that we're the problem. We're the problem because we want to be treated with respect and treated fairly and have justice and be treated the way we want to be treated. We don't want to be treated any kind of way. But, you know, they'll treat that demon seed, Charles III, who's shaking hands, looks like he's been eating human flesh. They treat him royal, like royalty. It's amazing to me. They want to say, oh, well, we're going to shoot an asteroid out the sky like this is Galaga. You know, the 1980s video game, Galaga. I'm going to shoot this satellite in there. We're going to shoot an asteroid. Come on, man. These people can't make it out of the dome. I don't know why this is so difficult, why this is so hard, but these people are straight up lying. And, of course, they're doing that so that they can ease fears that Christ is putting the wood to them soon. Because in their mind, Christ is supposed to come back, put them on that, you know, pick them up in his jet and fly them to heaven and come back and kill us. I mean, asininity. The connection of the whole is to the one. The one is to the whole. The whole is to the one. How is it that these people think that they have it all together and they don't have nothing? They don't have nothing. They truly don't have nothing without us. Sports, their pseudosciences, their sciences, their math, their politics, they got nothing without us. And they mad because we're free to say this. We've known it for a long time, but now we're free to say it. Why? Because our Shemitah is over. They now have the yokes upon their neck. We have the yokes broken. The fetters are on their ankles. The fetters that were on ours is broken. Those that believe, the few that believe. And truly, it's for everybody, but only a few is going to believe it enough to break it themselves because they have to break it. They have to break their own yokes. The Most High gives you the power to break it. But if you don't feel that you have the power or believe in the Most High, then you're never going to break your own yokes. Well, shoot, mine are broke. I'm done with that, man. Ain't nobody going to come over me and tell me what I need to do or what they think that they think I am. I'm sorry. If you do that to me, well, then natural law says that I get to do it to you. But see, wicked-ass Gentile people, ignorant people, heathens, they have no respect for you. And they truly have no respect for themselves. Otherwise, they wouldn't be showing their ass, their boobs, everything else all over the place. They wouldn't be running around the way they are. They wouldn't be talking, wouldn't be looking. They wouldn't be trying to put makeup on to seduce you, to tempt you, to make you do. And then they go, oh, well, you know, you got to be better. You got to be strong. Well, of course I'm going to be strong. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to act on it. But it doesn't mean that I don't see what you're doing. Like, this is madness. This is what Baruch be talking about. This stupidest drunkenness. That people run around trying to tell you that's trying to live righteous that you're wrong. But then when you turn around and say, no, I'm doing the right thing, you're wrong, now they got a problem. They're all in their emotion. They're all just struggling. Mad at you. Mad at the world. I can't believe that this guy said this. Or he don't want to do nothing with that. He can't, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what are you talking about? We all have to, you know, I'll use a old Christian thing. We got to pick our own cross up. You got to do this yourself. This salvation takes work. You know, the Gentiles have run around and had their salvation, mind you. They've been living in their salvation. They've lived high on the hog. They've done everything they wanted to do, been everywhere. They got the chance to see everything. They got to be everybody. They got to own everything, got to be on top. They got to tell you that you ain't nothing. They got to create. They got the chance to take your history and make it theirs. They got a chance to hide all the other history. They have had their salvation. And the whole time that they've had their salvation, they didn't give no credit, no credence to the Father. Oh, they did it in their, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour church sermons. Then, you know, they want to talk about speaking in tongues. And it's like, I am so glad the Father has shined his love on his people again. Because I don't know how I could cope with being a Gentile at this time. I'm honest with that. I mean, goodness gracious, they are running amok. They don't even know which way is up. They're running around talking about Russia did it, the U.S. did it, the Republicans did it, the Democrats did it. You know, they're running around, I'm a man, I'm a boy, I'm a girl, I'm a woman. It's just madness. They are just screwed up. And, yeah, that is what's happening. That's not me being negative. That's just me bringing attention to the madness of this world. And we already know the good news. The good news is simple. We get saved out of it, those that understand more of the knowledge that the Most High is revealing at this day. Those that are walking and repenting and speaking the good news of Israel's resurrection. Everybody else, who cares? At the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. It's so funny because these Latinos, you know, that kills me. These Latinos and Hispanics, it's just mad. Look, Hispanics. What? That's nothing over here. That's over in Spain. Still a controlling mechanism of wordplay, of sorcery, of spell binding, spell casting on a people who, mind you, these people are the through miscegenation and offspring of Spanish and Negro from back in the day, over 400-500 years. They think that they're Hispanic, just like Latino. There's no Latinos. There's no Latinos. Latin? That's from over there in the three parts. See, what's happening is we've done so much research. We've done so much due diligence. We've read so much that the cat's out the bag. There's no telling us that we don't know what we're talking about. There's none of that. There's absolutely, unequivocally no way to tell us who does our due diligence that we don't know what we're talking about. But yet, this is what they do. They don't read, they don't write, they don't look up nothing. All they do is watch TV, television. Then they read whatever magazines and whatever books that the media says for them to read. Then they listen to whatever teacher or preacher that's on TV or on the internet that's talking about a rapture. And it's like, where is this information? Where is the knowledge, the wisdom that's supposed to come through salvation? But yet here we are, digging in deep, taking esoteric dives, learning as much as we want, not getting puffed up, but just know what we know. And yet we're being told we don't know what we are talking about. It's amazing to me. It amazes me. And, you know, our free agency is the ignorance and of captivity that has hindered so many of our people. And yet Gentiles and heathens want to act like, why are you doing that? Don't you know that I was on TikTok and this dude was like, he put on this little TikToker thing of this old lady from, looks like she's Mexican, Hispanic, Latino, whatever. And she's on there with this younger Latino, Hispanic, Mexican, whatever person. And they're laughing. She's saying, no, African Americans are not Mayans. And I'm going, so, okay, I'm supposed to take the word of this one woman who I don't even know. And this one person on TikTok that I don't even know, and dismiss all the information that I know of, and all the tunes, the pictorials on the tunes, and the popovus, and the geography of the Mormons, and the Nephites, throw all, and the Olmecs, and the Aztecs, and the Incas, all the Megalith, throw all that out the way. All the understanding of the 10 tribes, and throw all that out just because this woman said she wasn't, that the African Americans aren't Maya, and giggles. It's asinine. These are the same people who sit up there and believe that, oh, we've gone to the moon, knowing full well we ain't gone nobody's moon. Knowing full well we have not gone anybody's moon. I'm going to say it again, knowing full well we haven't gone to the moon. I mean, there's more to learn about this earth than trying to get out. See, that to me is somebody who's trying to escape something. They're trying to escape. We got to get out of here. We want to go to another planet so that we can escape. We can get out and learn, you know, and view things. We can escape. I mean, we can get out and find new worlds. That sounds to me like somebody who is running, on the run, scared of something that's coming for them. That's what it sounds like. Well, I got to get out this house. I can't be in this house. I got to get out this house. Well, why you got to get out? I just can't. Knowing that dad's coming home, or mom's coming home, or your husband's coming home, or your wife's coming home, or your grandmother's coming home, or your grandfather's coming home. To put that word to you, to question you, to judge you. And, you know, people, oh, you can't judge me. Listen, no one's judging anybody. We're just calling out what is wrong. You're judging me. No, I'm calling out what is wrong. It's like you look at the news every day talking about the transgenders in the school that especially like up in Virginia, the Virginia, this place, I think it's Fairfax, Virginia, Northern Virginia, that the parents have to send a note to the school in order for their kids not to participate in training shemale transgender studies. It's insane. What's the need of that? What is the need other than to, that's why I believe truly in my heart, in my spirit, that there is no more generations after this. This is it. There's no more. That's why the end is near. Because when you can mix up the genders, they can't have babies. If you take the male and give them hormone replacement and make them a girl, then where's the seed coming from? If you take a girl and make them a boy and you give them testosterone, where's the cradle of life coming from? If you mix up the mind and say you're a man and you're a woman, what is all that? That's lust. Because now you just want to be impacted, or you want to do the impact and when you should be impacted, or you want to be impacted when you should be doing the impact. It's madness. why I'm feeling truly that it's a wrap. This society is a wrap. It's a lot of so-called white people. So-called white people, Gentiles, heathens. And I get it. If I was in their shoes, I would be feeling the same way. Why? Because everything that I've ever learned and known and was told is coming up false. That's a mind blown right there. Just like for the Negro, everything that we've been taught that about us has been coming up false, but we now get to understand who we are, which then brings into some truth. It's like I always said, you know, they don't want us to know who we are. So, you know, it's okay for them to be French, German American, French American, all these, you know, all these, you know, Nigerian American, you know, Australian American, whatever. But when we say we're Israelites, now it's a problem. It's a problem. And it's a problem because, or Indian American, or Native American, but if we say we're Aboriginal, we're from the 10 tribes or the 12 tribes, it's a problem. Why? Because that denotes power, and that power means that they got to give up something that they've gotten from us. Clear. And it amazes me because nobody wants to read them. You know, I'm talking, you know, can the Gentiles and other religion people be saved? Sure they can, as long as they cleave to Israel. Of course they can, as long as they cleave to Israel. Well, I'm not sure if I, okay, I'm just reading the words. Well, what were Isaiah 14? Right? I mean, you know, you go on to Google, and I know, I don't really go, I'd use DuckDuckGo more and Google. I use it all because I cross reference. I do my due diligence when I'm doing my due diligence. All right, but when you look at all this, put into how did the Gentiles receive salvation? You know, just silly questions. You know, I just did that before I came on it. And you know, when you look at it and you read these things, you know, they were one. This is just how they think. They were saved by putting their faith in a coming Messiah, not by observing the law. Well, wait. So you're not going to observe natural law? Because that's what actually happened. They observed legislative law. They did their own law, man's law. But they stopped observing natural law. And once you stop observing natural law, then you become God. That's why it's funny to me how they want to talk about today, they want to talk about nuclear weapons and such. Oh, they're going to nuclear weapons. Okay, fair enough. More than likely, Europe, the three parts, will have some more nuclear activity. Why? Because it only is fair that Europe gets destroyed to some degree. Oh, well, you know, they got bombed during World War II. No, 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 no. Because they were all complicit with the dropping of a nuclear atomic weapon on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Instant. 500,000 to 1 million people destroyed instantaneously. Innocent alike. Man, woman, child, baby alike. But then they got the gall to talk about abortion. Hypocrites. That's what this world is full of, hypocrites. And it is especially hypocrites in the European societies. It is marred in hypocrisy. And then when we say these things, oh, you're mean, you're hateful, you're racist. Why? Because I'm telling the truth? And I can document this? I can go into history? Oh, you going back in history? Oh, but you know what? It's all good. You know, we need to remember the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust. But that's history. Yeah, let's go further back. When they were going through, when they were getting their little piece of Palestine, we were over here being lynched. My family, people in my family. We were being redlined. We were being castrated. We were being killed. We were being oppressed. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Why not? Let's talk about that. But if we talk about it, then that exposes their salvation. And they don't get to have it both ways. They don't get to have salvation now, in the physical, and in the spiritual. That's not how this works. They don't get to. Nowhere in the Bible does it say the Gentiles, when they take the deal from Satan and they get the whole world, they also get all of heaven. There's no contract in that stateside. Nowhere. And that's the funny to me, you know, because people are looking at this from the perspective of, well, let me say it like this. I'm looking at this from the perspective of prophecy. I'm not looking at this from the perspective of religion or Christianity or Hinduism or Buddhism or Catholic or whatever European religion system that people are under. I'm looking at this from prophecy. That's strong. Prophecy. And there are many few that are looking at it from that perspective. They just mean we wanted to know why things were the way they were. We wanted to know who we were. They wanted to know why things were the way they were for us. Then we wanted to know what was the end game for us. And because the consummation of time had began with us asking these questions in our spirit, in our mind, over the last 7 years, all hell has broke loose upon this earth. We got toxic. They don't even tell you what's going on no more. We got booms hitting the Pacific, hitting Asia. Tartania? Well, our people were moved. Our people. Hurricanes lining up to take these people out and that thing. Lining up. They sabotaging each other. They about to fight each other. That's prophecy. And they want to act like we don't know what we're talking about. And we're going, but we're just reading, which is something else, right? We are the only people on the face of this earth that were killed to read. If we were found to be reading, they would kill us, slit our throats, cut us, hang us, lynch us, eat us. And now that we read, now all of a sudden it's, oh, well, y'all are crazy. You guys don't know what you're talking about. I mean, where's the logic? What kind of madness is it to tell us, the descendants of captivity slaves, so to speak, that we don't know what we're talking about and we read, when they wouldn't even let our fathers read? This is the indignation that we have, because we're going, are you crazy? Everything that we're talking about is what we've read. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't need to read that, do it. What? It's just like many of our people are still in this Africa thing. Okay, you know. Okay, where in Africa? Oh, well, some of my, you know, I'm from my people are from Mali, Ghana, Senegal. Every nation, really. So that's a lot of nations that you say you're from, that your DNA test says that you're from. But, I mean, where are you from? I mean, come on. Well, you know, when they took us over. Okay, so let's do some math, okay? If you look online and you say, How many Negroes did they bring over to the Americas? The number will be 12.8 million. Okay. 12.8 million. Now, remember, historically, these people couldn't ride a wave, couldn't sail around the southern tip of South Africa. Hey, they couldn't even do that. They had rickety ass wooden boats. These things weren't majestic. Now remember the number, 12.8. In 400 years, they said, in 400 years, you know, it was 12.8 people, 12.8 million Africans that we took from Africa. So let's do the math. 12.8 divided by 200, because 200 people per boat, 200 people could only fit on these little boats. That's 64,000 trips. 64,000 trips. Someone getting their learner's permit, just got their learner's permit, and you know what? They going coast to coast four times in America, rolling, like, you know, driving, you know, doing it like they trucking, like they truckers, like they veterans. This is the logic of these people. This is the logic of these people's story. You all are from Africa. We went over there. See, this is the arrogance. We went over and took you from Africa and brought you to America. I mean, damn, just, you know, 40 years ago, you couldn't even build a boat. Now, all of a sudden, you putting 64,000 Are you taking 64,000 trips at 200 loads of people per trip, 64,000 times to make it 12 million people to come to Africa? That is illogical. Illogical numbers. Ridiculous numbers. Arrogant numbers. Why is that important? Because that would mean that we were already here, which would change the game, change the whole thing. We're bringing white Christianity over here so that you people that were savages that had nothing. But wait, if we were already here, then that means that there was a history here. That means that all these Mayan temples and these Aztecs and these Inca and these megaliths, they were ours. That means there was a civilization here before. What happened to that civilization? Oh, well, we don't know what happened to it, but we're going to the moon tomorrow. You going to the moon? But wait a minute, who are we? Don't worry about who you are. Y'all ain't nothing but three-fourths of people. Y'all are nothing but savages, but we going to the moon. Matter of fact, we're going to skip the moon this time. We're going to Mars. Come on, man. You know what? We've been on Mars already, so now we're going to shoot an asteroid. Come on, man. These people are straight up liars. And if it doesn't resonate in your spirit how much a lie these people are, I don't know what to do. I guess you just ride along with them. I mean, enough is enough. The queen is dead, not our queen. And those brothers and sisters that run around talking about, oh, our queen, nah, I got fully on you. It's not our queen. She don't look nothing like us. And when she was alive, she didn't do nothing for us. And yet we're racist when we call this out. That's the funny of it. It's like, okay, so I'm supposed to be quiet while I'm being oppressed? While I'm being raped, while I'm being beaten, while I'm being lied to, I'm supposed to be quiet. But the moment I say something, oh, you're the racist. You're talking about what we've done to you, so you're racist. I guess I am, because I'm going to tell the truth of what you've done and what you do. And if you want to try to swagger jack and hijack the word racist from your character and impose it on me, fine, whatever. It's not going to stick. There's not any truth to it. This is the ridiculousness of our age, among so many other things. Like we've already talked about, like I've already said, the he, she nonsense. Oh, we just got the gay nonsense, the lustful nonsense, the over, the, what would the word be? The over, I'll say it like this, the over desire in this day and age is out of control in all ways, in every way. It is out of control. Well, I desire it, so I'm going to get it. I desire it, I'm going to do it. I desire it, I'm going to eat it. I desire it, I'm going to put it on me. I'm going to put it on this. I'm going to do this. Yeah, that's your free will. Yeah, that's your free agency. But that does not come without consequence. And when you are a people who believe that all you're going to do is be raptured out, you choose to eliminate the consequence. But that does not mean that that consequence will not occur. And I mean it. I'm over it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of listening and dealing with these people who choose not to accept their own consequence and to be accountable for anything. They want to blame you. They want to tell you about yourself. But the moment you do it to them, they want to get an attitude. And it's like, you know what? Fool on you. You don't get to get an attitude because of your own actions. Accept your ways and repent. But no, they won't do it. They want us to repent, and then they want us to forgive. Why would I forgive them? But what point is it for me to forgive them if they don't even forgive themselves, if they don't even repent themselves? That's stupid. That's folly. That's foolishness. That puts me on the same level as them. Dumb. Now listen, this is not against anyone or anything or anybody. This is against the whole, the system. It just does. It sucks. And it has always sucked for us, the Negroes. And the very moment that we wake up and we say, you know what, we know who we are, and we're in celebration. We're in celebration. We're going, oh, my goodness. Oh, you mean to tell me we are not just from slaves? We are not just donkeys? We aren't just beasts of the, we're not, what? We're from royalty? The moment we do it, that's celebration. Oh my goodness. You know what? We are these people. That we have connection to these people. We have connection to God's people. Oh my goodness, mind blown. But the rest of the world, they're like, like Jordan. They want us to run like Bolt. They want us to ball like Pele. You see what I'm saying? They want us to do for them, but never for ourselves. The moment we internalize who we are and we come with the spirit of our ancients, led by the Ancient of Days, they got problems. They got problems. Their history is mired in kill, steal, and destroy, in destruction. They run around worshiping Satan, don't even know it, but they do. They always want to put Satan at the top of the list. Oh, we got to talk about Lucifer. No, we don't. Why do we got to talk about Lucifer? We don't care about Lucifer. He is of no consequence other than the fact that he did what he did. And that was by design, by the Most High's will, by the Father's will, by the Creator's will. Satan ain't, he ain't no Mike Tyson going up against Evander Holyfield. This, are you kidding me? Tate ain't got nothing. He's got no power over anyone other than the power that they give him. Talk about Job. Job, he had to go to the Father, Creator, and the Creator said, listen, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. Don't do this, do this. And that's what he did. He didn't come in there balls to the wall with boxing gloves on and bare knuckles talking about, yo, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it. He ain't do that. So they worship in Satan. They worship. We worship in the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they got problems with that because we don't acknowledge nor worship Satan. We don't not need to acknowledge him, her, it, putting our energy on the Father. And they got problems with it. Our lights are bright. We are shining. We're blowing this place up. And we and purposefully, too, we should. It's time. It's time. They don't have any inclination of who we are and how great we are. And those that do are mum. But the majority of the world, they think we niggas. Oh, unless, of course, we docile, handkerchief head Muslims. But the moment we stand in power as an Israelite, all snap, hey now, wait a minute. No. It goes back to what I said. When we are reading, they are ignoring us. When we didn't read, they loved us. Now they hate us because we read. When we weren't reading, they were reading. They had the power. Now that we're reading, they're not reading, and they got no power. See how that went? And it goes back to just like all the knowledge, all the knowledge of the earth is coming to, like they've had all this information. And and the only reason why they were in power is because they kept us from it. The moment that we get the information, everything changes. I mean, think about it. These fools stormed the Bastille, stormed the White House, stormed whatever their little capital madness was, and you know, they stormed it. They went crazy on it. That was when we were coming. That was when we were coming into ourselves. We're like, yo, something's big about to happen. We know it. We feel it. We're going to pray against these people. We'll continue to pray against these people. Pray against this nation. And then they go, oh, well, you don't like this nation. You can get out. Hell no, we ain't getting out. You get out. That's what we're praying for you to get off our land. And look at them. They're struggling. They're struggling. They can't even ride a bike and chew gum right now. They're struggling. Instead of them sitting back and going, well, why don't you tell me what you're reading? Well, and then discussing it, they want to shut us down and act like we dumb, deaf, and ignorant, like we were 70 years ago when the queen started her reign. But Israel is no longer blind. We're no longer deaf. We're no longer ignorant. This is not step and fetch it. We are royalty. And by all practical purposes, it shows every time we walk, talk, move, run, jump, it shows. People can't even cope with the fact that we don't even need to say nothing and we in authority. Because our royal presence is coming back. And listen, I know they go, well, that's you guys just being arrogant. Well, I guess it takes one to know one. Because we're not being arrogant. We're saying, hey, we are still celebrating the facts that we have found out who we are. We're still in celebration while you're in mourning. The world is in mourning, and we're still in celebration. These are exciting times, a beautiful time. The world, oh, God, what's happening? I don't understand. And we're like, hallelujah, hallelujah. And they don't understand it because they want us to be the bottom with them. This is the crabs in the bucket. And the crabs in the bucket, along with the crawfish in the bucket, are the same people, black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian. They're the same people. Their agendas are the same. They want you to be eaten with them. They want you to be destroyed with them. But this is, it's our turn. It's our time. Shoot. They've had their turn. They've had their turn. Like, they've gone around the Monopoly board multiple times, collected 200,000, 200,000, 200,000, 200,000, multiple times. And we didn't even get a turn because we were in jail. Us in jail. Okay, if you want to play our game, you've got to start in jail for 400 years. You got to start in jail for 400 years. And then we'll go around the board. We'll buy everything up. I guess after the 400 years, you know, we're going to keep you in jail, but some of you guys are going to come out of jail. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. And now, but now it's our turn. And you know what? We ain't playing their Monopoly. We ain't playing their game. We're not even playing their game. They've been playing their game at our expense. We're now out of jail. We no longer have the yokes around our, the fetters around our ankles and the yokes around our necks and the iron around our wrists. And they still thinking they playing a game. And they still think that we do. And we don't. And we're like, you know what? I'm not playing your game. I'm going to move over here. And I'm going to play this chess game with the Father. Matter of fact, I'm over here with the Father. I'm not even listening to you. Why aren't you listening to me? You need to listen to me. I know what I'm... No, you don't. But my... It doesn't matter. We're read now. We read. When we read, you bleed. When you read, we bled. This is just the way it is. This is the way it was for a time, all up in your salvation, Caton, on us. And you think that for a minute that our forefathers want forgiveness? You think for a minute our Messiah wants forgiveness? I mean, that doesn't even make sense. Forgiveness. Okay, come on over here. Kill, steal, destroy. Destroy all of my creation. Destroy everything that you, destroy everything that I've given to you. You know, even my people, my air, my water, my land. You know, destroy it all. Hell with it. I'll forgive you. In this society, I tell a friend, a white friend of mine, let's say a white friend of mine, to come over to my house and destroy it. He comes over, he destroys it. Does everything, can put holes and burns it up. And then he looks at me and he goes, you forgive me, right? Well, I guess I do. I'm holding up, and he walks on, he goes on about his business, and I'm left with the cost. How in the hell is that? No, stop. We're looking for justice. Just us. Justice. We're done with all of this crazy talk. And I know, look, all of the knowledge and wisdom that we got is for a reason. And we're still getting it. We're not taking that for granted. I applaud all brothers and sisters that's out here in this work, in this walk, on this journey.
putting in this due diligence, putting in this research to bring us even more information, because knowledge is abound right now. So all kudos, shalom to all of them. But at the end of the day, the saints are crying out for justice. Our prayers, our meditation should be for justice. That's what we want. We don't want anything but justice right now. Think hard on that. Revelation 6:8, let me get to it real quick, because I'm going to read it, because people think that we're supposed to be forgiven. No, Jesus said to forget. Whoa. First of all, as everything, the Gentile has written everything. So we've got to recognize, we've got to hear a little, very little. Now take all things into consideration. All things. Even the things that they have added to and taken away from. We've got to use our discernment and have the spirit. It's just like the ad lib back in the day. The little books. We've got to have the spirit to give us information on what's missing or what was taken away, what was added to. We've got to have the, this is how we work now. We don't have time any longer to deal with their madness, to listen to them. We can hear them. We can acknowledge them, unlike they did us. But we don't have to listen to them, unless what they're saying makes sense. Because now it's time for them to make sense to us. We don't have to make sense to them. I know we've been harping on this Revelation 6 for a minute, but you know what? It is powerful. This is what's resonating now. These horses, goodness gracious, these horses are resonating now. And they want to act like, oh, there ain't no America. Come on, these people, this is what I'm saying. These people are so stuck on themselves that they're going to die with themselves. And it's showing. This is it right here. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain, that were destroyed by the Gentiles for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, oh, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. No, that ain't what they said. They said, oh, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Just pause on that. Meditate on that. They ain't looking for forgiveness. They didn't say, you know what, we know that they killed us. And we under here, you know, chilling, and, you know, we with you, Father, so we good. No, they want justice. All the brothers and sisters that they killed over the last 20 years, they want justice. Just because their family getting paid off of their death, talking about if you say that you forgive them, we'll give you money. That don't matter. That don't mean that their spirit is not crying out for justice. This is the spirit of the day, is justice. Forgiveness, now hear this, forgiveness is what was feared for us, to forgive our forefathers, ourselves, and our brothers and our sisters. Not forgive our enemies. See, that's that okey-doke. That's that hijack that they put in there. Oh, we need to forgive you as you cut our throats. What? No, this is justice that we're looking for. You know, all this silly TV shows and movies is all about justice, righteous judgment, righteous justice, justice. Avengers, everything's about justice. So we're not looking for justice from them. We're looking for justice from our Father. Remember? how long, Father, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Our forefathers want justice too. They think this a game. They think this a joke. They've done a lot of wickedness. They don't even acknowledge the genocide. They only acknowledge the Jewish people's genocide. They won't even acknowledge our destruction. Where's the justice? They won't even acknowledge what they did to the Aboriginal, the 10 tribes. Where's the justice? They won't even acknowledge what they did as a genocide over in the Congo. Where's the justice? They won't even acknowledge what they did to our people in the America, in America during civil rights, Jim Crow. Where's the justice? They won't even acknowledge what they did to our people in South Africa. Where's the justice? Or in Australia. Where's the justice? Oh, well, it might, you know, it might make some of our kids feel bad. So, where's the justice? Oh, well, we gave you a black president. So, where's the justice? You niggas don't need no reparations. Y'all ain't gonna do nothing with it but give it right back to us. Where is the justice? And they think that we just stupid. They think we dumb. And the fire that we have to bring is the fire that's going to bring our salvation. Because the more we manifest justice, the more the hand of justice comes down from the Father. The more we manifest forgiveness, the more we stay in blind. Because now we're out of the curses. They're in the curses, but we can still be blind. It's like all this information these brothers and sisters all over the place are bringing that's in this truth. And all we worrying about is forgiveness. All we worrying about is trying to help. No. We do what we do. Excuse me. We do what we do. We treat people right. We love our Father, and we want justice. We want justice. I cannot expound on that enough, that the spirit that is burning and churning in me is the spirit is the spirit of reckoning to tell our people justice. Pray for justice. We want it. I want it. Our fallen want it. Our saints want it. Our forefathers want it. You think all those people in the Devil's Punch Bowl in Mississippi don't want justice? You think that they just talking about forgiveness? Let's bring it full circle. You think all those babies that got aborted and eaten by these heathen Gentiles, forgive them. They want justice. You think all those brothers and sisters that stuck in prison unjustly will forgive them and spend the rest of their life behind bars? No, they want justice. Time of Jacob. And I know emphatically that people don't even acknowledge Jacob. So I'm going to say it like this. This is the time of Israelites. And with the Israelites come justice. Too many of these people have been running around here lying, cheating, and stealing from us and on us about who we are, who we were, where we going, and why we don't need to go any further. But I'm here to tell you that those days are over. Our Father is here. He is resonating. He is vibrating hardcore. I mean, just the last 4 weeks have been monumental.
monumental. And these silly Gentile heathens, they don't have a clue. And the Negro don't either. Many of them. I mean, we get back our heritage. We understand our power. Oh, they call it magic, whatever. We're understanding our power again, understanding our esoteric understanding again. We're understanding our history again. We're looking at each other with power. We're wanting to give and receive power to each other. We want to love each other again, which is the power. As one, the family of the one. All this other stuff, all this Gentile nonsense, all this lust and desire and greed and ignorance, all that stuff is theirs. All this non-accountability, all this dysfunction, this confusion, that's all theirs. And they're going to get mad at us for not wanting any of that? Okay. Be mad. Don't care. We're on another level. And when you get to this level, I'll be on another level. Because I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep talking for the Father. I'm not letting anybody, we're not letting anybody give us no more shorts. We're not taking no shorts. We're not stopping listening to their madness. We're not acknowledging their madness. We're not doing any of that no more. And I mean, it's evident. It's showing. Putin and Biden, and it's so funny. What was it? Biden, Putin, Putin and Biden. I mean, Putin fought. This is what they're talking about. Putin, Biden. I feel bad for him, but it's funny to me. This derelictic old beast who hated on us, is now looking feeble. Very feeble and weak. Old-ass white man. Feeble and weak. Sorry, it's true. Sorry, not sorry, but it's true. Trying to take on Putin. An old white man, too. But you know what? That dude looked like he could still lift some weights. He looked like he could still bare-knuckle somebody. Biden ain't got a chance. Biden ain't got a chance. And the irony is that most Americans look like Biden. They run around 60, 70, 80, talking a lot of doo-doo, acting like they still big time because they were in the military and under their blessing, killing and stealing and destroying a bunch of brown-skinned, black-skinned people, stealing lands for the cause of America's pillaging of the dumb diverses of the manifest destiny. And now look at them. Look at how they are. They ain't in their blessing no more. And you know what? That curse is heavy, dog. That curse is heavy on them. It was heavy on us, but woo, doggy, it's heavy on them. And you can see it. I mean, they're starting to come out. There's this thing on TikTok, and it's on Instagram, too. This person, this salesperson for the solar comes, knocks on a brother's door and says, hey, you know, we're out in the neighborhood, and we're visiting a bunch of niggers. And he wanted to say, I'm sorry, we're out visiting a bunch of niggers is what he said, but he meant to say neighbors. And, you know, it's interesting because the dude, this is why you know everything has changed, because that dude didn't stomp him into the dirt. That dude just said, oh, okay, closed his door and walked inside. Captured on his Ring doorbell. And that dude said, oh, no, oh, my goodness, oh, goodness gracious. And he walked down the stairs, and he looked, it looked like a weight was on him. It was heavy. Given to them double. Double trouble. Give unto them double. Because they have been wicked. And they have been wicked to the wrong people. And, you know, I mean, I talk all night about it, but it's the truth. This is just where we are. That's why all this is to say, have strength. Have courage, family. And know, and just know, that this is not Jacob's trouble. This is Esau's trouble. We should all be at peace, which I know we are, the few of us, that we are. And I know that this system always going to try to beat us in the head with some debt. But, you know, say the Lord's Prayer correctly. No, you know, forgive our debt, forgive our debtors. Keep it moving. Because all this stuff is falling down. They can't keep up with us. They ain't trying to. They just trying to do all they can right now to get all they can because they know their time is short. This is all that's going on. They whoop talking. They talking smack to each other. They barking, but they behind. They are in jail. They are in cages right now because this is their curses. They can't do anything anymore. That's why we're able to be free now. We get our free will back. We get our free agency back. We are free. They are not. All praises to the Most High. All praises to the Most High. That is huge. We are free. You know how long it's been? You know how many brothers and sisters had to die, had blood had to be spilled for us to say those words? That we are free, literally free. We can think free. We can talk free. We can walk free. We can go free. We can act free. We have our free agency. They do not. They are captive by their own people, their system. Their system has now got them enslaved. And we are now free. Imagine that. Who'd have thunk it? This is the good news. This is the good news, Israel. We are free. The Shemitah confirmed it. It confirmed it. We're free. We now are free to go back to the Father. It's a wrap. Break every bond. Break every yoke. And watch Esau stroke out. Literally. Because they have done terrible, terrible, terrible things. Him and Japheth. Him, Ham, Japheth have done horrible things. Their descendants, rather. Esau and his descendants. Cain and his descendants. The Church of Mahan and their descendants. The Jesuits. The Jewish. The Indian. Persian. They've all done terrible, terrible things against our people. The Iranian, too. They've all done terrible, terrible things. And now payment is here, all praises. I know people ain't going to really care for this one, but this is just where I'm at today.
you know, I didn't really want to get into a whole lot of verses and scriptures because this is what's on my mind. It's about justice. We are now at the time of justice, so give all glory to the Father for that. All glory goes to the Father that we are at the time of seeing justice for our people. And they can call us racist. They can call us whatever dumbass words if they want to. It don't matter. It don't matter. Because justice will be served. As we take our time and pray and meditate, take our time and pray and meditate for justice. All right, that's all I got tonight. I appreciate all that will listen. I appreciate the Father for giving me these words, the Spirit for giving me this wisdom. I appreciate Yahweh Shai for his sacrifice. And I'm very grateful and thankful to be part of the family of one, of the one, and so very proud to be part of the Israelite family. Yeah, I said it. I'm proud of that. I mean, ain't no Americanism here. It's all Israelite, Hebrew. It's my ancestors. I'm very happy to know. I'm still celebrating since 2014. I'm still celebrating. All praises to the Father, the Heavenly Mother, and Yahweh Shai. Shalom.